Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. The last couple of days, I've been ministering on spiritual receptivity, how to receive from the Lord. And if you should have missed those broadcasts, I invite you to go to the website and listen to them. They kind of lay background for the scriptural setting that we're going to start sharing today. That you can just go to the website, Unveil Christ, click on the broadcast, and they're archived there for your convenience. All right, so let me read a passage of scripture, probably a very familiar passage of scripture for you. And it is Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 38 to 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he, that's Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered, she was burdened about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Praise God. Well, as I said, this is a familiar scripture, but there is a lot packed into these few verses. Let's look at the setting. Jesus and his disciples obviously had an invitation. They knew they were going to be welcomed. We don't know the details, but that's where they ended up, at the home of Mary and Martha. And as we learn from subsequent scriptures, that was a place that was frequently visited by Jesus. This is one of his favorite places because he had really good friends there. So possibly there were a good number of people for dinner, like 16 people or so. And that was no small task to prepare a meal, especially in that day. Ladies, could you just imagine that? Oh, my goodness sakes. But what was happening? They settled in, they got comfortable, relaxed, and apparently Jesus was talking and sharing about the happenings of the day. And he was also teaching, we would imagine, about the kingdom of God. Well, since we're talking about spiritual receptivity, we see really wonderful examples in these two believers. We see characteristics of different types of believers. And basically, there's just two of the sisters. So either we are like a Mary or a Martha in terms of, not that that's our life's calling, okay? But in a particular circumstances, how do we react? Is it as Mary or is it as Martha? Now, let's look at Martha. She was distracted. She was wearied. She was burdened and troubled about her work for the Lord. That was a large task. It's one thing, you know, to be expecting company. They may not have been expecting them, but they just arrived. And that, in that day, I mean, goodness, remember when the angels came to Abraham? I mean, they had to go kill a calf and make bread. That was a very time-consuming thing. So, obviously, this was a task that we can't really appreciate because of our modern conveniences, right? Our frozen and fast foods and our microwaves. Anyway, she was at the point of breaking down, so much so that she complained right in front of the guest to Jesus about Mary's lack of help. In other words, everything stopped, and she was making it very evident to the entire company, look at what's happening to me. I'm trying to get this accomplished all by myself, and Mary's just sitting there. Well, what should have been to her a duty had become a drudgery. Now, are any of you out there that can relate to that? So often we're so frazzled, we're so worn down because we need replenishing. In this world we're living in, beloved, with the battles, the trials we go through, we need the ministry of the Lord. We need His comfort. We need His strength. And if we're shortchanged on any of that, we get frazzled, we get frustrated, we get stressed, and we get angry. Isn't that the case? And we just know that's what we all do, don't we? I'm not going to say anything further. So she was doing her best, but no matter how hard she tried, she felt the frustration grow. In fact, if she had been at peace, if she could be probably overhear what was going on, and if she could have just gone about her task. But no, it was really getting her angry that she was left to do this all by herself. What was she, a servant? Well, who knows all the emotional state that she was going through, but it came to a place, came to a head when she finally stopped all conversation of Jesus and complained to him in front of everybody. All right, now who's the other person? Well, Mary. Now, that's a picture of a believer who was receiving from the Lord. She may have sat at His feet, and that was the only thing she was doing. She was sitting there spellbound, just holding on to every word of Jesus. She was spiritually receptive to the presence of the Lord. Verse 39, which I share with you, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. She just wasn't listening. You know, people can listen. You've been in situations yourself where you kind of turn off. You're listening, you're there, you act like you're attentive, but really your mind's gone somewhere else. No, she was really hearing His word. All right. Now let's take a look at Martha. She was an active worker. Obviously, she busied herself with much serving. I should have shared other accounts in the Gospels, but at any rate, it's the principles we're looking at. And of course, this is a very commendable thing. Jesus came, He said, not to rule at this point in time. He says, but I've come to you as a servant. Remember, I think that was at the Last Supper when they were arguing among them, who is the greatest of all? And He said, the greatest of all shall be as a servant. And so Jesus likened Himself to a servant. Remember what He did? He girded Himself with an apron and He went around and washed the disciples' feet. And of course, that was an amazing thing. In fact, Peter was objecting. He said, don't you do that, Lord. I won't have you do it. And the Lord says, unless you allow me to wash your feet. Don't you love Peter? You won't be clean. And He says, oh, well, not only my feet, but my hands and my head. And then Jesus said, well, doing your feet is sufficient. Praise God. And so not like, as we're looking at Martha, she was not like many Christians who simply want to do nothing and drink in. You know, there are those Christians who are so heavenly minded, they're not any earthly good. I don't know if you've heard that phrase before. That used to be around decades ago. Brother Glass used to say that, and other people. So heavenly minded, they're not any earthly good. Well, it's good to be heavenly minded, but beloved, we have to also be responsible. God expects us. There's a time and a balance for all things. And Mary heard Jesus' word, and whereas Martha was just concerned about ministering to him as well as his brethren. We're talking now of Martha. This was not ordinary service. She wanted really to do much more. And sometimes we just give Martha a bad rap. But she had an honest, earnest desire. She had a generous heart to do much for the honor of Jesus. She was present. She heard Jesus' word. And she was concerned about ministering to him, hearing his word, as well as those who were there. But the fact of the matter is she became anxious. She became worried about her work. Someone has said, I don't know the author, but we must not always be seeking. We must sometimes have found him. The seeker works actively. The finders enjoy quietly. Let me read that again. We must not always be seeking. There's a time for that. We must sometimes have found him. We must have found the rest. The seeker works actively, which is appropriate, and there has to be a right time for that. But the finders enjoy quietly. So we need to do both, beloved, and the purpose of this message is so that we can find and we can be at rest and be as merry at the appropriate time. Well, my time has just flown by, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue in this message. The announcer will share our contact information. As always, I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. God is answering prayer. There's power in agreement. This is a new season. God, we've gone through so many battles. I'm speaking of the body of Christ, and God is bearing his holy arm in our behalf to fight for us and to bring the answers to our prayer. You know, there is spiritual warfare. You do remember Daniel, and Gabriel was hindered for 3 weeks because of the warfare in the heavenlies. He had to depend on Michael so he could get through. So, beloved, we are in a war. There's no question, and we need one another. I hope you have a good church. You need to be in fellowship. And also, there are those that maybe don't have a local church. I don't take the place of a pastor, but I'm here for you to pray for you and inspire you and encourage you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,